On today's show, the average price for new cars and trucks is going up by $1,000 a year. Ford patents an autonomous police car, and Sandy Monroe points out more design issues with Tesla's Model 3. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily, the voice of the automotive industry. Sales of new vehicles are softening in the American market, but buyers are paying more for a new set of wheels. Kelley Blue Book reports that the average transaction price is now $36,270. That's not the average MSRP. It's what people are actually paying, including all incentives and discounts. Only 4 years ago, the average transaction price was just a bit over $32,000, meaning that it's going up a grand a year. Part of the reason is the market shift to trucks and crossovers, which typically cost more than passenger sedans. The other reason is the cost of safety and fuel economy technology. And at this rate, the average price will top $40,000 in less than 4 years. The next-gen Ford Explorer is still a couple of years away, but the truth about cars says that the Explorer will go back to a rear-wheel drive layout. It will be built on a new modular CD6 platform, which can accommodate front, rear, and all-wheel drive. Lincoln will also get a version. Underhood options for the Explorer include a 2.3-liter turbo 4, a 3.3-liter V6, a 3-liter twin-turbo V6, and a hybrid. All engines will likely go to the new 10-speed transmission found in the F-150 and Mustang. The Lincoln will come with the twin-turbo V6 and a hybrid. The current Explorer platform is over 10 years old, so this will be a welcome change. You know, we love showing you new technology developed by supplier companies, and Hella is doing some impressive things with headlights. Check out how the system lights up the area around a bicyclist at night and even creates a semicircle on the pavement to indicate to the driver how far away to stay from the bicycle. Hella calls it an optical safety zone, and it works by electronically controlling elements in the headlamps to project images on the pavement. Autonomous cars still need more development work, but they're making impressive progress. And that's coming up next.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. And by Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems.
We've seen a number of different applications for autonomous vehicles, and now police cars could be next. Motor One reports that Ford filed a patent for a self-driving police car that would use advanced artificial intelligence to perform routine tasks. It could connect with other vehicles in the area to confirm speeds and decide if a ticket or warning should be handed out. Just because Ford filed a patent, it doesn't mean this will become reality, but it does show the industry is looking at all types of scenarios for autonomy. The Jaguar I-PACE EV Racing Series is about to get some competition. The electric production car series has officially been sanctioned by the FIA. Starting in the middle of the year, up to 20 drivers will compete in race-prepared Tesla Model S P100D cars all around Europe. California requires companies that test autonomous vehicles on its roads to report things like miles traveled and when a human has to take over, and the state just revealed the results for 2017. Waymo performed best. Of the more than 350,000 autonomous miles it traveled, a human took control just 63 times, or 0.18 disengagements per 1,000 miles. GM is next best with 0.8 disengagements per 1,000 miles, which is an improvement from 18 the year before. The startup Zoox reported 6 per 1,000 miles, while Daimler had a whopping 824 disengagements in a little over 1,000 miles of autonomous driving. If you're wondering, Tesla didn't test any vehicles in autonomous mode as defined by California law. Coming up next, Sandy Monroe points out some of the engineering and manufacturing problems he encountered on Tesla's Model 3.
Lear Connexus is the new application suite in vehicle connectivity designed to deliver over-the-air software updates and more from Lear Corporation's e-systems, leaders in power and data management.
Sandy Monroe is an expert at design, engineering, and manufacturing who does a lot of competitive benchmarking for automakers and suppliers. Right now, he's doing a benchmarking report on the Tesla Model 3, and he's found a number of engineering issues on the car, including some of the assembly line fixes. Take a look.
But when we get to the trunk, I mean, we're looking at some other little surprises. Like, number one, this is really a heavy load. The loads, the efforts for this car are higher than almost anything we've ever seen. Not since the 90s have I seen closures like this. So that's a bit of an issue as well. So to get out, I've got to push the button, get this out of the way, and then kind of climb out of here.
And we should point out one other thing too here. There's in case of an accident, you can't get in under the trunk. There's another place to cut the car open to cut a cable. But you take it from there, Sandy.
I don't know how to do that, and I don't think I'd want to do it. So here we're looking at cutting the cable, probably using a saw.
So you got to cut through the body here.
Yeah, but where? That's the thing. It says you're supposed to cut. There's supposed to be something going on here. How do I know which thing? And it tells me I've got to have a buzz saw, but I mean, where is there? I don't know. Personally, if I was in the fire department, I doubt very much if I would be the guy.
And if you're in the fire department and the trunk's closed, do you even know to go here to find this emergency cut through?
Yeah. I'm certain that lawyers are going to have a field day with this kind of stuff.
All week long, we've been showing you what Monroe and Associates have found as they dig into how the Tesla Model 3 was designed and engineered. And we'll have the last installment tomorrow. And hey, you're not going to want to miss Autoline After Hours this afternoon. Hyundai desperately needs more crossovers in its lineup, and it's getting a new one, the Kona, which the company just revealed will have a starting price of $20,450, including destination charges. We'll have the Kona in the studio, along with John Jariga, the director of powertrain from the Hyundai America Technical Center, to tell us all about it. So join John and Gary to get an insider's view of what this compact crossover is all about. That's at 3 p.m. Eastern Time on Autoline.tv. But that wraps up today's show. Thanks for watching, and please join us again tomorrow.